It is a great pleasure to once again see my good friend President Santos and his delegation. You know, we've had two occasions now to visit Colombia, and so appreciated the hospitality as well as the people there, and more importantly, the cooperation between our countries, the friendship between our countries, has been producing significant results, not just for the United States and Colombia through things like our trade agreement, but also regionally through the joint participation in a number of issues and challenges that we face. I want to congratulate President Santos on his extraordinary efforts to bring about an end to a conflict that has plagued Colombia for too long. The United States is very proud to support that effort. I've deployed an envoy, President Aronson, with deep experience in the region to be supportive of President Santos's efforts. As you heard, I think, from many in the plenary, this is an issue that many people care deeply about. It entails some risks, it's hard, but President Santos, I believe, is doing the right thing. We want to be as helpful as we can in that process. I also want to congratulate Colombia on what it's been able to achieve economically, as well as with respect to security. The United States, I think, played an important role in that process through Plan Colombia, although ultimately the progress is due to the strength and commitment and determination of the Colombian people. So I look forward to hearing more about your plans going forward, and appreciate all the efforts of your delegation, and send my best wishes to the people of Colombia. Thank you again for the wonderful visits that I've been able to have.
Thank you very much, President Obama. It's a great pleasure to see you again. The relations between the U.S. and Colombia, I think, are the best level ever. We are proud to be considered your strategic partner. We have been working on many issues. Before, we concentrated on only human rights, violence, terrorism, drugs. But today we have a very, very rich agenda, education, cooperation in technology, sports, you name it, it's there. So a very, very rich agenda. We are very enthusiastic about improving on all those issues. Very grateful for the support you have given us in the peace process. You have understood since the very beginning. You were one of the first people that to be informed of our intentions, and you've been there supporting us since the very beginning. This, for me, for the Colombian people, is extremely, extremely important. And the appointment of a special envoy has a special significance, because that means a lot to the whole process and to the hemisphere. So we hope we can continue to have that support. This, in a way, is the cherry on the cake of efforts that we have been doing jointly. Plan Colombia is a great effort that was very successful, and we finished that with peace agreement and strengthening our democracy. We will be rounded up in the best way possible. And I want to congratulate you again for your courage, taking a step to normalize relations with Cuba. As you have seen in this summit, it's the most important event. This will have very positive repercussions in the relations between North America and Latin America and the Caribbean. Everybody south of Rio Grande has appreciated this tremendous step, and is very enthusiastic about what this is going to mean in the future of our relations. So I hope that we can continue to work together the way we have been working, and I look forward to our conversation after the press or the public will hear.
Thank you, everybody.